You're listening to KNKX. This next story comes from our weekly show, Sound Effect. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has more.
Museums all over the world have showcased the work of Seattle artist Ginny Ruffner. Ruffner makes these fantastical sculptures out of glass and metal. She's illustrated books and created huge public art pieces, including a 28-foot-tall flower pot at 7th and Union in downtown Seattle. In 1996, Ginny moved into a brick building in the heart of Seattle's old Ballard neighborhood. When she first moved in, the backyard looked like typical big city blight. There was overgrown crabgrass and weeds, trash, a brick wall.
My view here was pretty urban, so I made my view. I augmented it, added to it.
It can take a little bit of work to understand Ginny, but it's worth it, and we'll explain why in just a bit. But first, I have to tell you about this space. Over the years, Ginny has filled it with serpentine vines and garish flowers and a million shades of green, with punches of red from bleeding heart and geraniums. A Tasmanian tree fern stretches up 12 feet tall. Ginny wraps its trunk in the colder months and refers to her as Cindy Lou Who. In one corner, ivy pours over the statue of a face, like hair. This garden is surprising and eclectic, a lot like Ginny.
I love my garden. It's my favorite place in the whole world. It feeds my soul.
If people were picturing, like, some raised beds in the backyard, you're mistaken. This is a whole different kind of space. So we're right smack in the middle of historic Ballard. Mm-hmm. There's lots of stuff going on around us. The buildings are built cheek by jowl. But you've got this enclosed space that's not visible from the street. That it's like another world.
Well, that's exactly what I want it to be. It's kind of my secret garden and it's really my oasis. I want it to complement the historic beautiful nature of the neighborhood, but also provide me with a respite, a place to go and be.
Ginny is a petite woman with a cascade of curly white hair. She laughs a lot, and she knows the way that she talks can throw people off.
It doesn't happen so much anymore, but I've been cut off when I go into a bar before I even order a drink. They say, when I order something, she'll say, "Oh, honey, don't you want a Coca-Cola?"
Because they think they assume you're sloshed already.
Ginny is not drunk. In December of 1991, Ginny was a rock star in the art world. She was illustrating New Yorker covers and making glass art for Absolut Vodka and selling her pieces for thousands of dollars. And then she was in a head-on car accident. Doctors thought she'd be in a vegetative state for the rest of her life.
It did put me in a coma. 5 weeks, hospital 5 months, wheelchair 5 years.
When Ginny woke up from her coma, she says her mind was like an empty house that she had to move back into, slowly. Physically, all she could do was move her right thumb. She also had to learn how to talk again. At the beginning, she couldn't even make a sound.
And it was really very Helen Keller, the way I learned to talk. My speech therapist put my hand on her throat, and she talked. And then immediately I could make noise. It was just really amazing. I mean, it was definitely put an end to any aspirations for an opera singing career I had.
Well, I can imagine that the recovery must have been a really grueling and very long process. Did this space connect to that or help you through that?
Absolutely. I can't really say how, but it is definitely helpful for that. Just to be around beauty wherever you find it makes you better, I think.
We get interrupted by some of the garden's resident wildlife.
You hear the birds. Mama Robin just flew into the nest. right there, up on the fan.
Oh, her nest is on your ceiling fan,
yeah,
up there.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
There she is. Well, last year I had 5 sequential robin's nests.
Today, Jenny's mind and irreverent humor are as sharp as they were before the accident. When Jenny isn't zipping around on her Segway, she walks with a cane and oversees the thriving art career that she rebuilt after the crash. Many of her glass pieces are some interpretation of a plant, whether it's a glass bouquet of traditional-looking flowers or blue glass flowers set in bronze that look like alien life forms. The classical and the peculiar emerge from the same imagination. And then there are the larger works. Many of Jenny's sculptures that have toured museums are now dotted throughout her backyard oasis.
Well, this is kind of a sculpture graveyard back here. That's the thing about making big stuff, is often, well, I'm a very prolific artist, and I may often make large-scale things that I end up owning, I'll put it that way. And so I'll put them in the backyard, like the big chain.
An enormous steel chain is draped above the garden, looking like King Kong's leash.
It's about 50 feet long.
Oh, my. Each link is, what, about 2 feet or so?
Yeah. It was part of an exhibition called the Flowering Tornado.
Well, I was noticing that the sculpture and the plants are so intertwined, it's sort of hard to see where one ends and the other begins.
Well, that's because plants are so persistent. They're more adamant about, this is my territory. So they will take over, given it's on a different time scale, but they will assert their dominance.
Jenny loves that plants are always changing and adapting to their surroundings, which is something she can relate to more than most of us. To see a before picture of Jenny Ruffner's garden and what it looks like today, you can go to our website, knkxsoundeffect.org. And there you'll also find photos of a few of the plant-like creations she's made out of metal and glass.